This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to the business of education. This fall, the NAACP called for a moratorium on charter schools, pushing for more transparency and accountability for these. Charters are government-funded but privately run. Now charter schools could get a boost from the incoming presidential administration. Donald Trump's nominee for education secretary, Betsy DeVos, is a charter champion. From the education desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports.
At a rally earlier this month near Grand Rapids, Michigan, Betsy DeVos echoed a familiar line in the Trump campaign, saying it was time to make education great again in this country.
This means expanding choices and options to give every child the opportunity for a quality education, regardless of their zip code or their family circumstances.
For DeVos, a big part of school choice is charter schools. She's spent decades and millions of dollars promoting their growth in her home state of Michigan, where about 80% of charter schools are operated by for-profit companies. That's compared to less than 13% nationally. Thomas Tock is an education policy expert at Georgetown University. He says if confirmed, DeVos could use her position to fuel their growth.
The federal government provides hundreds of millions of dollars a year for charter school expansion, and she could increase that spending.
But the results in Michigan have been disappointing, Tuck says. In Detroit, more than half of students attend charter schools. But compared to other big cities, Detroit ranks last on national reading and math tests. Last spring, DeVos fought legislation that would have increased oversight and prevented failing operators from opening new schools.
An unregulated market produces lots of both financial and educational failure in the charter sector.
Betsy DeVos's nomination has attracted criticism from many public school advocates.
She wants to outsource uncritically, unaccountably, public education.
Cornell Brooks is president of the NAACP, which earlier this year called for a moratorium on charter school expansion.
If you look at the record in Michigan, it's, as some people would put it in colloquial terms, a hot mess.
Dan Quisenberry is president of the Michigan Association of Public School Academies, which represents the 300 charter schools in the state. He says all of Michigan's public schools need to do better, and he rejects the idea that DeVos would be too soft on charter schools.
I totally expect, if she's confirmed, that she will hold all of us accountable, and she wouldn't hesitate to pick up the phone and say, Dan Quisenberry, you've got some work to do in Michigan with the charter schools there.
But the growing backlash against charter schools could limit their growth. Even in Massachusetts, with some of the most well-regarded charter schools in the country, voters recently rejected a ballot measure that would have significantly increased their numbers in the state. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.